Our six-term mayor, the illiterate, tax-cheating, wife-swapping, pot-smoking, spendocrat, Diamond Joe Quimby.
Hey, I am no longer illiterate.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that knows more than Battleship, more than Clue. The best board game movie is definitively Othello. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Eric, Iron Chef Kosher, Akawi.
I keep two sets of dishes so I can dish out twice the damage.
Julia, Mighty Mighty Fausti.
I'm commodoring for you.
And Mike, Prize Task McComb.
You're going to be like Viva Laughlin, canceled after your second episode.
Hello to everybody, and a huge thank you for being here today. It is the last playoff match before our Season 3 Championship Finale. Today, one of our players will walk away as the winner of our long division. But first, I am, of course, legally obligated to introduce our Keeper of Trivia and Master of the Scores. That's right, it is Score Master Dan. How's it going, Dan?
Hi there, Taylor. You know, this week we found out that some classes teaching American studies and American pop culture are listening to the show in class. So I just wanted to say hello and reassure them that, yes, in line with what they hear here, Nightman, Bloodshot, and Cats 2019 really are the foundational texts of our society.
I majored in Bloodshot in undergrad, so I can understand how important that is. And also joining us online today is our pal, Production Master Dave. How's it going, Dave?
So maybe we are caught in an endless cycle of screw-ups and hurt feelings. But I choose to believe it's just the universe's way of molding us into some kind of supergroup.
Well, we've got a super group of contestants holding for laughter. Holding
for
applause.
It's just pity laughter, but it's laughter. All right.
I'll take what I can get. We've got a super group of contestants playing with us today. So let's get into our first game, My Champion. That's the game where each one of our players has picked for themselves a champion from somewhere in the world of pop culture, but we choose the challenges those champions are undergoing. Eric, who have you got for your champion today?
My champion is Lester Freeman from The Wire.
Julia?
And my champion is Odo, the changeling security guy from DS9.
And Mike?
My champion is Rhoda Morgenstern from The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Three champions are locked in. Production Master Dave will be our judge today. So let's spin that scenario wheel. Today, May 10th, marks the 248th anniversary of the passage of the Tea Act, giving the British East India Company the right to sell tea directly to North America. So who of your champions is going to throw the best tea party? All right, Eric, why is Lester from The Wire going to throw a great tea party?
Well, a man whose hobby is making doll furniture is certainly going to know how to throw a great tea party. Plus, he's very intelligent and very meticulous. Every detail will be right. Everything will be laid out very specifically, very precisely, and the finger sandwiches will be delicious.
Thank you, Eric. And Julia, how about Kodo from DS9?
So here's my thing. I took Tea Party in a whole different direction, and I'm just picturing Odo on a ship with all of his hands reaching out, the hands he can make with his fluid body, and able to dump all the kegs of tea at once.
Fantastic. And Mike, how about Rhoda from The Mary Tyler Moore Show?
So Rhoda's incredibly sociable, so you know that she's going to have the best guest list because she can make friends with anybody. But since she's from New York originally, she's probably going to have a lot of connections in with people in the Tea District, which I assume is in New York. I don't know. I'm also from the Midwest. So anything that she says, I would probably believe. And yeah, it should be a great time.
Three very compelling arguments, but it is up to Dave to determine the winner.
Well, we had two compelling arguments, and then we also had Rhoda. I understand the argument for Odo. He's a shapeshifter. He could do everything at a tea party, and that tea party may be a revolutionary tea party. Certainly, Deep Space Nine has seen their share of revolutionary actions. you know, we do a double blind system here. We don't know what they're going to pick and they don't know what we're going to pick. But sometimes the stars do align. Lester Freeman, detective on The Wire, on the side, making his little miniature dollhouse stuff. He is both a badass and somebody who would appreciate the finer things in life. So this one obviously, absolutely has to go to Eric and Lester Freeman.
Congratulations, Eric. You have won my champion. So that means you get a crack at the half point. If you get this question right, you will earn an extra half a point, giving you a competitive advantage over your fellow players. Here is your half point question. Speaking about characters who love a tea party, which Alice's Adventures in Wonderland character wears a price tag of 10 shillings and sixpence?
The Mad Hatter has the size of his hat in the hatband. I don't think he also has a price. I'm going to say the Red Queen.
No, you are on the right track with the Mad Hatter. It is indeed the Mad Hatter, with that card in the hat being the price, not the size. But that still means you get to go first in round one, Unlikely Supergroups. We're stitching together conveniently named musical acts to create musical supergroups. In this game, you'll hear a crossfaded clip of two songs that will inspire a crossfaded name for two musical artists. You name that new before and after style artist name. For instance, if you'd heard this clip. You'd know that that new supergroup would be called
Crowded House of Pain.
Crowded House of Pain, combining Crowded House and House of Pain. If you want a hint, I can give you the name of a song by each artist that you didn't hear in the clip. 10 points for answering correctly after just the clip and 5 points after the hint. Starting with Eric, this first clip is for you.
Be your partner, they be your partner, and you're so vain.
That is Carly Simon and Garfunkel.
For a full 10 points, Carly Simon and Garfunkel. Next up, for Julia.
Ballerina, you must have seen her.
Ooh, my head's underwater, but I'm...
Can I get a hint?
Rocket Man and Minefields.
Oh, I know it's Elton John for the first one, so I just need to pick a second person whose name starts with John, so I can't even think of anyone. So let's say Elton John Boy.
Mike?
Elton John John Legend.
Elton John Legend with his All of Me appearing in the original clip. Next up is for Mike.
Ooh, loving you forever.
Is that Al Green Day?
Al Green Day is that combined name. Next up, back to Eric.
Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two.
That's Neil Young MC.
Correct. All right, for Julia.
All night and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside.
15 for a moment, caught in between.
So clearly music has always been my, you know, strong suit. I'll take the hint, please.
Move Your Body and Superman, parenthesis, It's Not Easy.
I'm gonna have to pass.
Answer there, Eiffel 65 for Fighting. Eiffel 65, who did Blue Dabba-Dee-Dabba-Dye, and 5 for Fighting, with 100 years in the second half of that clip. Coming back to Mike.
And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long.
Okay, the second one is Wilson Phillips. Oh, what is her name? Oh, and another song's not going to help me. So I'm going to guess Rachel Wilson Phillips.
Is it Gretchen Wilson Phillips?
Correct, Gretchen Wilson Phillips. Next up for Eric.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Take me to your river.
I'm going to have to ask for the hint on that one.
Sex on Fire and Beyond.
Pretty sure this is all music after the year 2000, so I have no idea.
Answer there, Kings of Leon Bridges. Kings of Leon and Leon Bridges heard in that clip. Next over for Julia.
Thank you for letting me.
Let's go to the hint.
Dance to the Music and Plush.
Oh, I feel like I should know the first one, but the second one's way beyond me. So let's just get the pain over and pass.
Eric knows this one.
Sly and the Family Stone Temple Pilots.
Correct. And next up for Mike.
Everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum.
That would be U2 Tupac.
Yes, with U2 and Tupac Shakur. Gonna take us into our first score break from Scoremaster Dan.
Right now, Eric and Mike are tied with 20 points each. Julia is not yet on the board, but we're confident she can't do worse than that going forward.
Just wait.
Glasses half full, always from Dan. All right, next up for Eric.
All right, the second one is Public Enemy. Is it General Public Enemy?
Yes, with Tenderness from General Public in the first half of that clip. Next up for Julia.
Well, long tall Sally, she's Bibble Species guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh,
whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
Okay, I'm gonna take the hint.
Tutti Frutti and Now and Forever.
Oh, I'm such a failure at music. So is the first part is maybe Chuck Berry? Oh, I gotta pass.
Mike?
Little Richard Marx.
Little Richard Marx. All right, and Mike, here is your next clip.
I'll take a stab at this one. Is that Yo-Yo Madonna?
Yo-Yo Madonna, yes, for 10 wow. points. So far, we've only been combining two artist names at a time. For everyone's last clip, you're going to get a threefer. So you're going to hear three clips crossfaded, and then the three names of the artist will string together into one super-duper supergroup.
How are you feeling about that, Julia? You look pretty happy.
Oh.
First one is for Eric.
Do you come from a land down under? Women go.
That is Beastie Boys to Men at Work.
Puzzling it together. All right, Julia, here is your threefer supergroup.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know our song is waiting.
Okay, I'm just going to take a stab. Is it Rick James Taylor Swift?
Woo! Woo! There it is.
Yay.
Correct. And our final threefer is for Mike.
I would love to see the supergroup live, I think. Fall Out Boy George Harrison.
Correct for 10 points. A strong end to the round for everyone. Next up, the scores from Dan and on into round two.
After one round of play, it's time for the Weekend at Bernie's score break. Weekend at Bernie's. Deep down, we all like it better than Dangerous Liaisons. Right now, Mike and Eric are tied with 40 points apiece. Julius trailing with just 10, but that means she'll get to go first in round two.
Thank you, Dan. And Julius also going to get a chance to catch up a little bit with the Threequalizer. Julia, I'm going to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You'll have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can. 10 points for each correct answer you provide. Your Threequalizer question is... In the Ocean's 11 trilogy, Danny, Rusty, and the gang plan elaborate heists for big paydays. By actor, who do they best in each movie for that big payday?
I think Andy Garcia. And I'm totally blank, but I don't know. Let's see. I think that's all I got. Sorry.
Other two villains, you got Andy Garcia from Ocean's 11, you've got Vincent Cassell as the Night Fox in Ocean's 12, and Al Pacino as Willie Bank in Ocean's 13. Still, 10 points for getting Andy Garcia. Before we get into round two, though, let's check in with our players and get to know them a little bit better. Eric, welcome back to our show. It's so good to have you here. I got a question for you. What is your biggest pet peeve in the world of pop culture? The thing that just gets under your skin?
Well, being old, I watch just about all TV with the closed captioning on. And I have found that when Netflix takes a foreign show and dubs it, they use a completely different translation for the dubbing than they do for the closed captions. And that just drives me nuts. I highly recommend checking out an episode or two of, for example, How to Sell Drugs on the Internet Fast. That has some of the worst mismatch between the closed captioning and the dialogue. And it's not just a word or two. They really change the translation in ways that sometimes changes the meaning of the sentence.
Good to know. Thanks for warning us, Eric. And Julia, with Muppets sort of in the air after the show now being newly dropped on Disney Plus, which Muppet would you most trust to watch your house while you're away on vacation?
Well, I always would have to pick Rolf because he's so dependable and he'd be a great watchdog. But I think the biggest reason is he'd play piano in my house, making everyone believe there's someone at home.
Perfect. And Mike, in this time where we're, you know, watching a lot of the same movies over and over again while we're still largely at home, what is the movie that you wish you could see again for the first time?
Galaxy Quest is one of my all-time favorite movies, and I never had the opportunity to see it on the big screen. I did not discover it until its DVD release. And yeah, I'm hoping that theaters will do some sort of revival house type thing, and Galaxy Quest will be on somebody's list, because that movie's such a delight.
So much fun. Full agreement. Well, thanks to everyone for being here, but now it's time to get into round two, entitled Rehired Suits. In this game, I'll give you clues to three pop culture names or titles with the numbers 2 through 10, Jack, Queen, King, or Ace in the name, and you simply have to pick the highest one. So, if I ask you to choose between a 2006 Helen Mirren movie about Elizabeth II and a 2010 Colin Firth movie about George VI, you'd pick The King's Speech over The Queen. You'll get 20 points for picking the highest card. Then I'll give you a quick follow-up question that describes another piece of pop culture with a suit name, heart, diamond, club, or spade, in its title. Name that title for another 10 points. We're going to start off with Julia. Julia, your first three cards are a 2016 Ron Howard Beatles documentary named after one of their songs, Batman's Dog, and a 1999 Julia Stiles Heath Ledger Shakespeare adaptation.
So let's see. I'm just going to take a guess because I could do that. And I'm going to say the Julia Stiles Heath Ledger Shakespeare adaptation.
Well, not quite. That is 10 Things I Hate About You. But higher here is Ace the Bat Hound, Batman's dog. And that 2016 Ron Howard Beatles documentary is 8 days a week. So Ace is the high card here. But you still get a follow-up. What is the name of the Joseph Conrad novel that was the basis for Apocalypse Now?
Heart of Darkness.
Yes, for 10 points with that heart suit in the title. Next up is going to be for Mike. Mike, we've got an intergalactic Don Bluth video game that became a short-lived cartoon, a 2015 Wachowski Netflix series about telepathy and empathy, and a Zach Galifianakis talk show.
Okay, the talk show is Between Two Ferns, I think. The Wachowski series, the number 8's in there somewhere, but I can't remember. Intergalactic Don Bluth video game that became a short-lived cartoon. That one's not coming to me, but 8 seems pretty low, so I'm going to go with the Don Bluth cartoon.
That's how you reason it out. That game is called Space Ace, and the Wachowski show was Sense 8. But Mike, can you tell me the title of a 1999 David Fincher film adapted from a Chuck Palahniuk novel with a suit in its title?
Fight Club.
Yes, for 10 more points. For Eric, a recent Comedy Central / HBO Max series about the siblings of an overnight sensation, a classic Fred McMurray sitcom, and a horror author who's published nearly 100 books.
That horror author is Stephen King. Let's see. And then we've got, is that The Other Two and My Three Sons? So it's definitely the horror author.
Absolutely correct. The Other Two, My Three Sons, but Stephen King is that highest card. And also, Eric, what is a 2004 Jason Schwartzman Dustin Hoffman movie with a suit in its title?
The Something Club. I have no idea.
Mike?
I think that's I Heart Huckabees.
Oh. I Heart Huckabees is correct. Coming back to Julia, a 2016 John Goodman Mary Elizabeth Winstead thriller, a Trent Reznor band, and a vaudeville and comedy team active from 1922 until 1970.
A vaudeville and comedy team active from 1922 till 1970. Think that's maybe the Three Stooges and the Trent Reznor band. I think I've already proven I know nothing about music. So I'm going to guess the 2016 John Goodman, Mary Elizabeth Winstead thriller.
Do you know what that title is?
I have no idea.
That movie is 10 Cloverfield Lane. 10 Cloverfield Lane with Nine Inch Nails being that Trent Reznor band. But then in the suit realm, what is a 2002 track that hit number one for 50 Cent?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Eric?
Inda Club.
Inda Club. Next up for Mike, we've got an anime-inspired 2014 Disney superhero flick, a 2018 Sandra Bullock heist flick, and an infamous 1959 Ed Wood-directed movie marketed as Bela Lugosi's last.
Okay, the Ed Wood movie is Plan 9 from Outer Space. The Disney superhero flick is Big Hero 6? Something like that. 2018 Sandra Bullock heist flick. That's Ocean's 8. So it would be the infamous 1959 Ed Wood-directed movie.
Yes, with all the right information there. Nice job, Mike. But also we have a pro wrestler and actor who's often referred to as DDP with a suit name in his name. Who is it?
Hitman Hart?
No, DDP is short for Diamond Dallas Page.
Good for them.
Next up is for Eric, a 2003 Kate Hudson Matthew McConaughey rom-com, a blues great with a guitar named Lucille, and a fictionalized biopic about Eminem.
All right. So unless the rom-com has Ace in the name, which I don't think, I'm going to go with the blues great with a guitar named Lucille, because that's B.B. King.
Yes, with 8 Mile being that Eminem fictionalized biopic, and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey. Also, Eric, who is the designer who's been a judge on Project Runway and played herself on Just Shoot Me with a suit in her name?
Lisa Spade.
You got their last name. That is Kate Spade. Next up for Julia, a 1982 Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis flick, a 1957 drama about a woman living with dissociative identity disorder, and a 1988 drama about the Black Sox scandal.
A 1988 drama about the Black Sox scandal is probably 8 Men Out. The 1982 Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis flick, I want to say that's like, it's got like Joker or King in it. And then the 1957 drama about a woman living with a dissociative identity disorder, I think is The Three Faces of Eve. So I'm going to go with the 1982 Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis flick.
Even though Robert De Niro is in Joker, the movie Joker riffs on the king of comedy. Is that title still the highest card? 20 points for you. We also have a 2001 comedy in which Sigourney Weaver and Jennifer Love Hewitt are con artists with a suit name in the title.
I'm just making this up. Is it Joker's Wild? Oh, no, it's a suit name.
Heartbreakers is the title we're looking for there. Over to Mike, a 1995 thriller in which Gwyneth Paltrow gets boxed in. A spy played by Alec Baldwin, Chris Pine, and Ben Affleck. And a 90s Linda Perry-fronted group who sang What's Up?
Okay, What's Up was by Four Non Blondes. The 1995 thriller was Seven. The spy played by Alec Baldwin, Chris Pine, and Ben Affleck. Oh, when did they play spies? Let's see. Jack. Oh, it could be a Jack name. I'll go with the spy played by Alec Baldwin, Chris Pine, and Ben Affleck.
Yes, that is Tom Clancy's character, Jack Ryan. But Mike, what is the 2009 film that won Jeff Bridges an acting Oscar and T-Bone Burnett a music Oscar with a suit in its title?
Oh, I really did not care for this movie. It was called Crazy Heart.
For another 10 points. Now to Eric, we've got the director of Chinatown sequel, The Two Jakes, a 2000s John Ritter, Katie Seagal sitcom, and a 1997 film where Brad Pitt is an Austrian mountaineer.
1997 film where Brad Pitt is an Austrian mountaineer. He winds up in Tibet. 7 years in Tibet. John Ritter, Katie Seagal sitcom. Oh, the director of Chinatown sequel, The Two Jakes. That's Jack Nicholson. So I'm going to go with Jack Nicholson, director of Chinatown sequel, The Two Jakes.
Correct. That sitcom you're thinking of is Eight Simple Rules. Also, Eric, what is a 1993 film based on an Amy Tan novel with a suit in its title?
The Joy Luck Club.
And on those 10 points for Eric, let's get a score update from Scoremaster Dan.
Absolutely. Most of the way through round two, Mike is in the lead with 120 points, Eric has 110, and Julia is pretty close behind. She's got 70 points.
Let's see if Julia can keep it up with an Agatha Christie mystery, also called And Then There Were None, a tropical cop show that had a recent remake, and a band that provided songs for Flash Gordon and Highlander.
So the mystery is 10 Little Indians. The tropical cop show, I'm guessing, is Hawaii Five-O. And again, here's my nemesis, music. The band that provided songs for Flash Gordon and Highlander. I'm gonna go with the band.
Way to reason it out by knowing the other two. The name of that band is Queen. I card there. Now, Julia, also, what is the nickname for the mayor of Springfield with a suit in his name?
I don't know.
Tax cheating, wife swapping, pot smoking, spendocrat, Diamond Joe Quimby.
From the opening of the show, Diamond Joe Quimby. For Mike, a 2011 J.J. Abrams ode to Spielberg Kids on Bikes movies, the middle installment of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and a kids franchise about a boy who can turn into various aliens.
Okay, the J.J. Abrams movie is Super 8. The middle installment of the Lord of the Rings is The Two Towers, and the kids franchise about a boy who can turn into various aliens. I'm going to guess that that's Ben 10. I think that's a thing. And yeah, 10 being the largest, I'll go with the kids franchise.
Spot on with Ben 10. Also, what is the fictional piece of jewelry from Titanic with a suit name in there?
Huh. I thought it was... Oh, Diamond of the Ocean?
So close. The Heart of the Ocean. Because a woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets, Mike.
Okay.
All right, for Eric. A group comprised of Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short. A 2019 HBO period piece about lesbian icon Ann Lister. And a cowboy classic remade in 2016 with Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt.
Let's see. The Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, Martin Short is the Three Amigos. Cowboy classic remade. I think that's the Magnificent Seven. So I'm going to guess the 2019 HBO period piece about lesbian icon Ann Lister.
Correct. That show title is Gentleman Jack. Also for Eric, a much-adapted 1980s novel series for young girls, most recently a 2020 Netflix series with a suit in its name.
That's the Babysitter's Club.
Correct. One more set of three cards for each of you. For Julia, a 90s space opera series starring Bruce Boxleitner, the frontman of the White Stripes, and a 2002 David Arquette monster movie featuring giant spiders.
So the frontman of the White Stripes is Jack White. The 90s space opera series starring Bruce Boxleitner. And I watched it, I think. And the 2002 David Arquette monster movie featuring giant spiders. I'm going to just go with the one I know. I'm going to go with Frontman of the White Stripes.
No, and that name is Jack White is correct. The 90s space opera series is Babylon 5, and that monster movie is Eight-Legged Freaks. So Jack was the high card. Also, Julia, we've got the RIAA certification for singles that have moved 10 million copies with a suit in the name of that certification.
So 10 million records moved with a suit. Is that the Platinum Club?
No, club's not in there. We're looking for Diamond certification. All right, for Mike, a video game franchise about a crime-solving defense lawyer, a Levi Stubbs group that had a number one hit with Can't Help Myself, and the lead who played Sister Night in HBO's Watchmen.
Okay, Levi Stubbs group that had a number one hit. Not familiar with that one. Lead who played Sister Night. Drawing a blank on that as well. I think the first one is Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. And is Ace high card in the set?
Ace is high in this game.
Okay, then I'll go with the video game franchise.
You know the ace, that's all you need. Correct. The Levi Stubbs group was the Four Tops, and the Watchmen actress was Regina King.
Of course. I'm embarrassed that I did not know either of those offhand. So.
Still got it for 20 points. And for 10 more, can you tell me the 1985 John Hughes movie with Emilio Estevez with a suit in the title?
I think that would be The Breakfast Club.
Absolutely. And closing out with Eric, we've got an actor who played Curly's twin brother in the City Slickers sequel, an absurdly long 2015 Quentin Tarantino Western, and a mid-century singer and jazz pianist who was the first African-American to host a TV show.
The Quentin Tarantino Western is The Hateful Eight. The jazz pianist is Nat King Cole. And the actor who played Curly's twin was probably not Ace Frehley, so I'm going to go with the mid-century singer and jazz pianist.
I think you just cracked how to make the sequel to City Slickers 100 times better. But yes, Nat King Cole is that pianist. Hateful Eight and Jack Palance played Curly and Curly's twin brother. But also, can you tell me the TV group that included Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera with a suit in its name?
The Mickey Mouse Club.
Correct for 10 more points, and that will close out round two. Up next, the scores from Dan, and onward to the final round. Before the final round, it's time for the home version. Listeners correctly guess the answer to Dan's pop culture riddle by next week's episode, and you could win the rights to name a future score break here on the show.
With the ramparts, I got a glow up. But in my biggest role, I get the axe when I show up. I did lots of bad shows, it doesn't bother me. But please, let's ignore Hong Kong Phooey.
Think you know who that is? Find the page for this episode at usaquizshow.com and show off that pop culture knowledge. Thanks for the riddle, Dan. Let's hear the scores.
Going into round three, it's time for the Gene Hackman Trending on Twitter score break. Gene Hackman Trending on Twitter. It's just his birthday, nothing to worry about. Right now, Eric and Mike are tied for the lead with 170 points each, although due to our pregame randomizer, Mike is going to go before Eric, and Julia is currently in third place with 110 points. That means she'll get to go first in round three, and we'll have to get six questions correct in order to tie Mike and Eric, or seven in order to pull into first.
Six questions correct is always very doable in the lightning round. That's where players have their choice of categories and then have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer. Today's categories are particular skill set, a bit of a stretch, hop inside, and subprime credit default bonds. Now, these topics may sound a little bit mysterious, but do your best to pick something that you're going to do pretty well on, or try to keep something easy away from one of your fellow players. Julia, in third place, you get first pick. Which of these four categories would you like? Once again, they are particular skill set, a bit of a stretch, hop inside, and subprime credit default bonds.
I think I'm going to take hop inside.
Any guesses as to what this category is?
I'm guessing it's about rabbits and pop culture.
No, that's a good idea for a lightning round, though. this is going to be where all the answers have the consecutive letters H-O-P somewhere inside the answer. So hop is inside of every answer you'll give.
Okay.
90 seconds on the clock. The timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Julia, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ted Allen has hosted almost 600 episodes of this Food Network competition.
Chopped.
He played Hannibal Lecter in three feature films.
Anthony Hopkins.
The original Star Wars was later given this subtitle.
A New Hope.
William Boyd played this cowboy in dozens of movies and a TV series.
Pass.
This gentle British series features artisans fixing broken family heirlooms.
Pass.
Adam Arkin and Hector Elizondo were the leads on this medical drama.
Chicago Hope.
In the 60s, Regis Philbin was this Rat Packers sidekick slash announcer.
Pass.
This 1986 horror movie features killer mall security robots.
Pass.
This Indian actress starred in the TV series Quantico and the 2017 Baywatch movie.
Oh, pass.
Sandra Bullock and Harry Connick Jr. star in this 1998 romance.
Hope floats.
He was the bad guy in both Speed and Waterworld.
Pass.
Gregory Peck stars in this 1959 Korean War film.
Pass.
Colin Farrell and Woody Harrelson are among the title septet of this 2012 crime comedy.
Pass.
This entertainer is best remembered for his USO performances.
Bob Hope.
This 1947 Cary Grant film was remade with Denzel Washington as The Preacher's Wife. That's The Bishop's Wife. All right, Dan, let's hear the Julia Report.
Absolutely. So we have a couple of passes to go over. William Boyd played the cowboy Hopalong Cassidy. The Gentle British series, which is a favorite of mine, is The Repair Shop. Regis Philbin was the sidekick slash announcer for Joey Bishop. The 1986 horror movie that is a favorite of late night viewings is Chopping Mall. See, because like a shopping mall, except there's killer secure of us, they chop up the teenagers. The star of Quantico in the 2017 Baywatch movie is Priyanka Chopra. The bad guy in both Speed and Waterworld, and really, can we imagine a better resume for an actor, is Dennis Hopper. Gregory Peck starred in the 1959 film Pork Chop Hill. And Colin Farrell and Woody Harrelson are among the seven psychopaths. So Julia needed six questions in order to move into a tie. She got it. So we have a three-way tie right now with 170 points for everyone. So that means Mike is going to have to get, well, something right in order to break that tie and move into first place.
I believe in you.
All right, Mike, your remaining category choices are particular skill set, a bit of a stretch, and subprime credit default bonds.
Ooh, none of those sound enticing, but I think I'll go with subprime credit default bonds.
Any guesses as to the content of this category, Mike?
I'm guessing the 2008 economic meltdown, so 2008 pop culture.
You're absolutely on the right track, but it's even more specific than your guess. This is all going to be about movies and TV that dealt with or portrayed the 2008 financial crisis.
Oof, okay.
90 seconds on the clock. Mike, are you ready?
Yes.
The adaptation of this Michael Lewis book was directed by Adam McKay.
The Big Short.
This Ocean's 11 cast member narrates the doc Inside Job.
Pass.
Susan Meyer had to downsize and move away from Wisteria Lane on this drama series.
Desperate Housewives.
Jeremy Irons is the CEO of a fictionalized Lehman Brothers in this 2011 film.
Company Man?
Margin Call. Oliver Stone's sequel to Wall Street covers the 2008 crisis and bears this subtitle.
A pass.
This actor both evicts and employs Andrew Garfield in 99 Homes.
Pass.
Andy Cohen said the financial crisis made the characters on this reality franchise more relatable.
Real Housewives?
This Roger and Me documentarian directed 2009's Capitalism, A Love Story.
Michael Moore.
Jackie Siegel is unable to finish the largest single-family home in America in this documentary.
Pass.
Ed Asner plays this Berkshire Hathaway CEO in HBO's Too Big to Fail.
Blanking. Pass.
This 2019 financial crisis movie sees strippers taking revenge on greedy bankers.
Hustlers.
The Walker family's financial straits forced them to sell Ojai Foods on this drama series.
Pass.
Jason Reitman added elements of the crisis to his screenplay for this 2009 movie. Up in the Air is that Jason Reitman movie. All right, Dan, let's hear the Mike Report.
All right, the documentary Inside Job was narrated by Matt Damon. The sequel to Wall Street was subtitled Money Never Sleeps. Michael Shannon both evicts and employs Andrew Garfield in 99 Homes. The documentary about the largest single-family home in America is The Queen of Versailles. And Ed Asner plays Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett in that movie, which is hilarious because every time someone gets in real trouble, they say, let's just call Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett never actually gives them any money, but everyone just calls him because they're finance guys. That's their big idea. Regardless, Mike got six correct answers. That brings him up to 230 points and puts him in the lead. That means Eric is going to get six in order to tie and seven in order to take the win.
All right, Eric, pressure is on. Which category would you like? You've got particular skill set or a bit of a stretch?
I'm going to continue to avoid a particular skill set and go with a bit of a stretch.
Any ideas on the content of a bit of a stretch?
Really none.
The stretch here is going to be a stretch limousine. So these are going to be questions about limousines and chauffeurs in popular culture. 90 seconds on the clock. Eric, are you ready?
Yes.
Contestants enter and exit via limousine on this long-running ABC reality series.
The Bachelor.
Dudley Moore courts Liza Minnelli in a limo in this movie.
Arthur.
This Jamaican singer bids us to pull up to my bumper in your long black limousine.
Pass.
Hector Elizondo plays limo driver Joseph in this Disney movie.
101 Dalmatians.
The Princess Diaries. Audrey Griswold gets bruised by a limo's sunroof in this Vacation installment.
National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Vegas Vacation. Beyonce asks her limo driver to please roll this up.
Pass.
Daniel Davis drove Fran Drescher around on this series.
The Nanny.
Carrie Bradshaw gets out of her limo to smack him with her wedding bouquet.
Mr. Big.
This limo driver takes John McClane to Nakatomi Plaza.
Just watch this. Pass.
John Cusack keeps his limo intact for a surprisingly long time in this disaster flick.
2012.
Arnold Schwarzenegger pulls this actress out of a speeding limo in True Lies.
Pass.
This Seinfeld character unknowingly poses as Aryan leader O'Brien for a free limo ride.
Kramer.
George. Max blows up his limo before remembering he doesn't have insurance on an episode of Happy Endings. All right, Dan, let's hear the Eric report.
All right, let's keep everyone suspense. As to the scores, let's do the passes first. The Jamaican singer who bids us to pull up to my bumper in your long black limousine, which I think might be a double entendre. We'll have to check that. That is Grace Jones. Beyonce asks her limo driver to roll up the partition. The limo driver takes John McClane to Nakatomi Plaza is Argyle. And Arnold Schwarzenegger pulls Jamie Lee Curtis out of a speeding limo in True Lies. So that means our final scores are Julia with 170. Eric got 5 questions correct. He ends with 220. Our winner today is Mike with 230 points.
Woo!
Hey, Mike.
Squeaker. Congratulations, game. Mike.
Congratulations, Mike. But that sadly does mean it is the end of the road for Julia and Eric. It has been 2 excellent games with the both of you. Sad to see you go. Thank you again for playing. In the meantime, though, Eric, where can our listeners find more of you online?
My Twitter handle is Eric J, but I hardly ever post there.
Fair enough. And Julia, anything you'd like to plug?
My Twitter handle is SDFifey, and I mostly just heart things.
Probably the best way to use Twitter. Thank you, Julia. But our big congratulations today are for Mike. Mike, you'll be moving on to the Season 3 championship match next week. In the meantime, anything you're going to be watching, listening to, studying up on?
I think probably a list of 100 recent movies, because I felt like I really dropped the ball on that this week. So.
He's a man with a plan. And is there anything you'd like to plug in the meantime?
Yes, I am the host of a podcast called The Euro What. I am one half of a pair of Americans trying to make sense of the Eurovision Song Contest. You can find us at eurowhat.com or at eurowhat on Twitter.
And listeners, you can also follow Mike as the love letter emoji on our Season 3 bracket. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Be sure to join Mike and us next week for the season finale, where we will crown our 3rd Super Mondo Champion of Champions. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Hey, remember Dan's riddle from before the lightning round? If you know the answer to it, check the link in your show notes or find the page for this episode at our website, usaquizshow.com. While you're there, check out all our past episodes and find out all the special extra goodies you can get if you subscribe to our Patreon.
We're always up on Twitter and Instagram. We're at USA Quiz Show on both and would love to hear from you.
The Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show is dealt to you weekly thanks to our King of Quizzes, Dan Cassino, our ace host, Taylor Cole, and me, Jack of All Trades, David Teagle.
We'll see you next time, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe. Bye-bye.
How are you feeling about that, Julia? You look pretty happy.